Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine without knowing where it came from, although the server serves good wine first and then, when people have drunk freely, an inferior one, "But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs in Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Did you ever think that every once in a while you get lucky and something great can happen? Well, I say that because Paul, in the second reading today to Corinthians, he lists a lot of great accomplishments and achievements by Christians, but he doesn't call it luck. He calls it the Spirit. Jean Jordan was 47 years old when she took in a blind elderly woman to take care of her. There were a few other young women that saw this, and they were impressed with her charity, and they wanted to imitate her. So they got together and formed a small little community called the Little Sisters of the Poor. Today, the Little Sisters of the Poor are in 30 countries. So they asked the founders, "Jean Jordan, how did you do this? How were you so successful? How did you get so many vocations to your religious order? How is it that your act of charity has multiplied millions of times over?" And this is how she answered the question. Now pay attention now, this is important. She said, "It wasn't me. All I did was just help an elderly woman." That's what Paul means by the Spirit. My father was diagnosed with cancer about 20 years ago, and he was going to Norwood Hospital for treatment. And I said, "You know, Dad, I have some connections at the Mass General." So he said, "Well, I don't know how to get there." He said, "Well, I'll take you there." So he teamed up with this really, really great surgeon. The operation, I was with my father in the waiting room, and I asked him, I says, "How are you doing? Are you holding up?" He said to me, "Peter, it's totally, completely out of my hands, which is a very good thing, because now I'm in really good hands." Paul would say that's what it is when you receive the Spirit. There was this family that was going to take their loved one off of life support, but before they did that, they wanted to call the priest to have him anointed. I was the priest. So I went there and I anointed him. I spent a little time in the room and then I left. 2 years later, after Mass, a guy comes up to me and says, "I don't know if you remember this, but a couple of years ago you came into the hospital room to anoint my father, who we were going to take off life support. And what you don't know is that after you left, the father started to get better. He got so well that they took him off of the support. 2 weeks after you left the room, he went home. When he told me this, I was just amazed that I was part of this really great story, and I didn't even know it. So he said, "Thank you." And this is what I said. Now pay attention, because this is important. I said to him, "It wasn't me. It wasn't me." Paul says it's the Spirit. You know, the reason why God sent His Son into the world was to give us His Spirit. The reason why Jesus died on the cross is so that He could give us His Spirit. So now we know. Now we know how we can do great things.